Welcome to Reasonably Shady, a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Hello and welcome to another episode of Reasonably Shady. I am Giselle Bryant.
What's up?
Excuse me, everyone.
What's up? What's up? What's up?
It's Robin Dixon.
Do you want to start over?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. It's all good. You know, you take me as I am, people.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm not perfect and I don't care.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I do care that you're here with us today.
Yes.
Thank you so much. We love you for being here.
Oh my. And y'all have been like, I don't know, what's the word? Spoiling us?
Yeah, pretty. I mean, not spoiling, just making us feel really good.
Y'all are making us feel so freaking special.
We did something.
We did something good. I don't know, but y'all keep coming back week after week. We so totally appreciate it. We had a little meeting with the powers that be at Black Effect, and they gave us some exciting news. Robin, you want to say the news?
Yes. Okay. So, and it's so crazy because this news is actually a few weeks overdue.
Yeah, about a month overdue.
Yes.
Yeah.
But our little podcast that we started on an idea, on
yeah.
a whim,
yeah.
has surpassed 1 million. 1 million.
Yes.
Downloads.
One in a million. Oh, we're two in a million. Y'all, okay, if we had sound effects, the sound effects would be going off right now.
I think we can get sound effects, right?
Yes, yes.
Someone can make that happen.
Yes. That is like so exciting.
I mean, that's so exciting. We shared this on our Instagram the other day, and I literally said, you know, we had zero expectations for our podcast.
Yes.
When I say zero, I mean zero. Like,
right.
we've never done it before. We had never, I was not a podcast listener.
Mm-mm.
I really didn't know like what we were doing. We just said, hey, let's do this and let's make it happen. And so the fact that our podcast has been downloaded over 1 million times.
Come on, a million. Yes! That is like amazing.
That's amazing.
Oh that my gosh.
In such a short period of time. And like,
right.
you know, we don't even know like what to compare our podcast to, but from what we understand, 1 million downloads.
And guys, just to put this in perspective, we're not even a year old.
No.
We are like, we started in May, so we're
not even, are we sick? I guess we're like now a half a year old.
Yes, we're a half a year old. So in a half a year, a million of y'all just excited about us and want to listen to us, and we totally appreciate it.
We so appreciate it. And I think, you know, we have, and I want to acknowledge just some people that show us love.
Yes.
We really appreciate the people that take the time out to, number one, rate and review on Apple.
Yes, thank you.
That's so helpful. Comment on our Instagram page, follow our Instagram page, send us DMs.
Yes.
But I think it's awesome also when people actually take the time to write an email.
I know.
Right?
Sometimes I'm like, it's really awesome. But then I'm like, are y'all bored? Which one is it?
No, it's not that they're bored. It's just that they really, really, really want to share their sentiments
yes.
with us. So before we get into our Reasonably Shady moments of the week, I want to just read some emails. It's just kind of, you know, just solidifying that we did something right.
Yes.
So, Carrie Fondacci.
Fondaccio? Is that it? Fondaccio? Okay.
Fondaccio.
Yeah. Okay. That Carrie, that was Robin, not me.
I'm sorry, Carrie.
Butchered your name.
Okay. She says, hello, ladies. I have to say this out the box. Both you ladies make my day brighter every day. Yes. I listen to you both on my commute to work and set the tone of my day. And the tone that is set is fabulous and empowered.
What?
You both are amazing.
Ooh.
Please don't stop like ever.
Listen, I'm going to get tired of Robin. So we're going to stop at some point.
I know, right. I know.
But right now, I love Robin.
Yes, yes. We all good in the hood. She says, I've learned from listening to you both that it's okay to be yourself, whether it's reasonably one day and shady the next. You both give realness, and I thank you both so much. We all are blessed to have both of you in this world.
Aww. Thank you. Thank you, Miss Carrie.
That's so sweet. It's like, Carly's over here crying and everything.
Yeah, Carly, don't forget about Carly because she is our DOO. We have not come up with a different
Carly
name.
Carly is dabbing her tears. Thank you, Carrie. We appreciate you for that.
Yes.
Okay, I have another one to read. Real quick and short, to the point, Alma Gormley says, love, love, love. Listening to your podcast for the first time, just love it. And y'all are hilarious. I want to have a BFF like you all.
Oh,
well, Alma, consider us your BFF. Okay.
And speaking of that, like so many people used to say, I'm like the Gail to the Oprah, right? And so many people now are like, I'm the Robin to the Giselle, yes. Or Giselle to the Robin.
Yes.
Like, that's so cute. I love that.
That is so cute. That's funny. Just like, oh my gosh, on Halloween.
Yeah.
People dressed up as us.
Yes. Yeah, now that was funny. Y'all made me laugh.
That is so crazy to me. I'm like, it was a couple. So people dressed up as our Reasonably Shady background.
You know,
me in the red and Giselle in the pink.
Uh-huh.
And then I also, someone dressed up as me as the pizza man.
Yes, I saw that. Now that was funny. Because yes. they had them same dad jeans.
Right. Did you get those at Walmart like I did? I mean, but it's like, you know, you've arrived when you're a Halloween costume.
We have arrived whether y'all like it or not. We here.
Yes.
Okay. All right, give us one more.
Let me give you one more. Oh, wait, hold on. I might have two more. Oh, okay.
I think we only have time for one more, Robin.
Girl.
Okay, fine. We got nothing to do. Okay, we got time for two
exactly.
more. All right, let's get it on.
Okay. All right, I'm going to read the other one maybe a little bit later.
Okay.
Hot topics. Yes, I'm going to do that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Excuse me. Elizabeth Lynn, what's up, girl? Lynn says, hello, Robin and Giselle. My name is Liz, and my college best friend Zora and I are huge fans of the RHOP, and y'all are our two all-time favorite housewives.
Whoop,
whoop. We have listened to every single podcast, and you guys seriously make our Mondays so much better. You guys are funny and so real, and it's so nice to really get to know you guys more through the podcast. We call each other, as Giselle says, we call each other Robbie and G for nicknames because we are both almost like you two. That's so funny.
That's so cute.
I was wondering if you guys would ever consider doing a live podcast tour, because
ooh,
that would be amazing.
Ooh.
Love you guys so much.
Okay, that's like really interesting.
That is, and I'm so happy that she sent that email, because Giselle and I recently attended a live podcast.
Yes.
We went to the Horrible Decisions. They're our podcast sisters on the Black Effect Network.
Yes.
We went to their live podcast in DC, and we were inspired.
Yes, we were so inspired. Okay, so they were at the Howard Theater, and it was like maybe a 600 person venue.
Yeah.
And they were jumping into the crowd. Okay, so they're Horrible Decisions, like WHORE, whore. Okay, so theirs is a bit sexual.
Yes.
Okay, that's kind of like not us. However, I loved like them being up close and personal with their fans.
Yes.
Loved it.
And it was awesome. I mean, it was packed. The energy was amazing.
Yes.
And I really was sitting there like, wow, like, could we do this?
I think we can do it.
Could we do this?
Yes,
and
we can
so
do it.
It's so crazy, like getting this email from Elizabeth just 2 days ago.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, maybe.
Okay. Yes. Let us know if we should do it. A. B. Yes. What city do you live in? What
right.
city should we come
Where
to?
Where should we go?
Yes.
And I'm thinking, just because, you know, of course, we would start at home.
Right.
But I'm thinking like a New York.
Oh, definitely.
Maybe what? Atlanta.
We going down to the dirty, dirty.
Yes.
For sure.
Maybe a Houston. I don't know.
I think Houston.
LA.
West Coast. Here we come, baby.
Yes. Talk to us.
Yes. So let us know where we should be.
Should we do it, or are we delusional?
No, we're not. I'm not delusional. I don't live in the land of delusion. Okay. We save other people for that.
I don't mind a reality check. If we're like, you know, if we're talking a little too much, let us know.
Yes.
If y'all like, all right, ladies, summer down. You ain't all that. Let me know.
All right. Speaking of not being delusional, we were graced. Okay. By the way, season 6, RHOP, it's a wrap. Like, you guys showed up every week on Sundays at 8 o'clock. Thank you so much for watching. This was a phenomenal season. And we ended it, of course, with Miss Nicki Minaj.
Yes.
And Nicki, you came through, honey.
She did not hold any punch.
She didn't hold back. She did her thing.
Yeah,
she did her thing.
She gave it to us.
And really, to be honest with you, the version that y'all saw on TV was very watered down, because that Nicki came through, okay?
And we were there for hours, like, with her. Like, it was just so amazing. We sat there how long with Nicki? 3 hours, maybe?
Yeah, a long time.
Yeah.
Very, very long time. Okay, so that ties us into the reasonable or shady moment of the week. Week, 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 for me.
Oh.
So I'm going to go first.
What is it? Yes, go.
Okay. So, I, you know, we don't talk about the show just because, you know, like we leave the show alone. However, so as Nicki Minaj was, the show was playing and she was doing her thing, the Twitter fingers got to be moving with the world. Okay? Okay.
Yes.
The world decided to annihilate and slam bam on top of the head somebody that was sitting on the other side of Nicki.
Oh.
Okay. And that for me
was the shadiest thing I was reading. And it was funny to me.
Oh my God. I loved everything on Twitter that I read about the Real Housewives of Potomac.
I missed it. Can you tell me what they said?
I'm not going to tell you what they said, but let me tell you this, y'all. Y'all out here in the Twitter world, y'all are so shady and y'all are so funny. And I want y'all to know a lot of times y'all are shading me and I'm cool with that. But this time it wasn't me. It was somebody else. And guess what? It was funny to me. So y'all, Twitter people, do your thing. Y'all are shady and I love every second of it.
That's hilarious. See, I avoid Twitter at all costs.
Okay. So do I. But like this time, like in particular, I was like, let me see what's popping here. And right. it was amazing. Great.
You got your life?
I got my entire life.
Funny.
Twitter does not disappoint.
No, that's funny. That is so funny. It's so funny when people are like, Robin, what do you think about what they said on Twitter? I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, what is the, like, ignorance is bliss.
Yes.
For real. Like, I don't know what y'all saying about me. And should I say it again? I don't care.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Yes. What is your shady moment of the week?
So my shady moment of the week goes to myself because I'm always just a mess. Okay. I have an online shopping problem.
Oh,
and I kind of had it before, but I blame Instagram for this because like you're scrolling Instagram and you're like, you know, oh, that's cute. And it says, you know, shop now and you go and buy it, whatever.
Yes.
I have shopped so much that I literally have 12 packages in my bedroom that I have not opened. Like, and it's weird. Like I'll buy them, they'll come and they'll just sit there. So it's like, I'm just shopping, but I'm not like they've literally been sitting there for like a week.
Okay, you got a problem. Weeks.
Yes.
Yes, you
have a problem. So I literally have 12 boxes piled up in my bedroom that I need to open.
Yes.
That I'm just like, I'll get to it one day. And it's literally like random stuff. Like a suit. Why am I buying a new suit? Like,
okay, but this is the same woman that had a problem with Juan Dixon, Juan Antonio, not putting his clothes away. And now you have boxes in the bedroom?
Yes. Now I have boxes and they're piling up. Okay. And it's ridiculous. And it's so weird. It's like, I'll buy, like, it's Instagram. I'll see something and I'll buy it and then I'll forget that I bought it. And then I'm like, I don't, like, why am I even buying all this stuff? Because I have so much crap already.
Right. And there's a supply chain issue.
Right.
And, well, you still getting your boxes?
Yes.
Because I'm not getting a thing. Okay. I didn't order all kinds of stuff. It ain't coming.
Well, yeah. Right. And that's the thing. I also have stuff on back order. So I'll just get a random package and I'll be like, well, where'd this come from?
Okay, thank you. Robin Dixon.
So yeah. So I'm shady because like I have all these boxes piled up and I'm not opening them.
Okay. But the question is, has Juan said anything to you about it? About cleaning this up?
He has not.
Okay, very
good. Well, you know what? Actually, he kind of has. He's like, because I also get on him for shopping.
Okay, this is the most dysfunctional relationship Robin and Juan have. Okay, and we're going to move on. We're just going to move on. Okay, so we do have to mention, because it was so very sad, that Virgil Abloh passed away. So yes. Unexpected. Apparently, he had been struggling with a rare heart disease, I believe.
No, like something like a heart cancer, blood-related disease, something like that. Yes. Yeah. Very rare, very aggressive, they say.
The guy that we don't mention, his name's Kanye. We don't mention him, but we have to mention him this time because, you know, clearly they were very good friends.
Yeah.
And I immediately, when I heard that Virgil passed, I immediately thought about Kanye.
Right.
And I was like, oh my gosh, he's in the fetal position right now. Kim, go find him, please. He needs help.
Yes.
And it seems like that has pulled them together.
Right.
And she's, you know, very much there for him. But it also made me think, if I was told like I had a year to live.
Like, what would you do?
Yeah. Would I not tell my family? Would I tell my family?
So I'm wondering, like, for those of you who don't know, he passed away. He had cancer. He was diagnosed in 2019.
Yes.
And apparently didn't really tell anyone.
Right. Correct.
So So when he passed away, everyone was so shocked because they didn't even know he was sick. And to be honest, like the pictures that I've seen of him,
he looked great.
He didn't look sick.
No.
And my friend Abba, she was recently somewhere overseas like a month ago and has video of him at like a fashion show.
And he was fine?
And he was totally fine.
Wow.
So it's just kind of like, wow, like, you know, you really, really, really never know what's going on in someone's life.
Yeah.
But you do wonder, like, okay, did he maybe tell certain people?
The way everybody is devastated, it seems like no right. one knew. Maybe obviously his wife.
Yeah. But maybe he's just the type, he's like, you know what, I'm going to, like, he didn't want people to fawn over him.
Yeah, or treat him differently.
Because he was sick.
Right. Or treat him differently.
Right.
That's kind of how I feel.
And maybe he didn't want to be reminded that he was sick.
Every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think if I'm sick, guys, I'm not saying anything.
Oh.
But I'm not sick.
Right.
I'm going to be here for a long time.
Right. But I also think, then you think about the people that love you and you communicate with on a regular basis. It's like,
do you not
tell them?
You got
to think about them.
Yeah.
Too.
True.
Like, that's almost not fair to them to not tell them.
It's a hard spot.
Yeah. So I wonder if there's people that are mad at him.
Well, would you be mad at somebody that, because they didn't tell you?
Because they didn't allow you to, like, say your goodbyes or really, you know what I mean?
Right. Okay, fine. I'll tell people if I get sick.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. I mean, you're welcome, Robin. Anything for you.
But then I was confused. So I saw pictures of like them at a Louis Vuitton fashion show because he was like the head designer for Louis Vuitton or something. And I'm like, was this fashion show already in the works? Or
no.
Did they pull this together within the past couple of days?
I think they pulled it together. I think it seemed like, because Louis Vuitton put out a statement, and it seemed like this was Virgil's wishes.
Okay.
Right. So like it seemed like Louis Vuitton was honoring his wishes and giving him a like journey in the life of Virgil fashion show.
Okay.
And everybody came out. Everybody showed up and showed out.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. But that statue, there was like this huge statue of him.
Oh.
Like huge. And I was trying to figure out like, how did y'all pull that off?
That quickly.
Yeah.
Right. That's
interesting. Know.
Yeah. So maybe somebody knew. Someone knew.
Right.
But not everyone.
Right. It actually made me also think of Chadwick. Because nobody knew Chadwick was sick, but then he looked sick.
But he looked sick, and so it made sense.
Yes.
Right. So but this one, it's like he didn't look sick. You know, he was like out and about, like I said, a month ago. So that's kind of, that's really sad. But it's interesting. It is like, you know, it makes you think, you know, like, ooh.
Right. Well, tomorrow's not promised.
No,
tomorrow's not promised at all. And guess what? You have to live your life.
Yeah.
You got to live your life. Okay. Wendy Williams. So she has clearly made an announcement that she is no longer returning to her talk show.
Okay.
But the talk show is going on with guest hosts.
Right. Like they're trying people out, right?
At this point, I don't get it.
Right. Why is it still on?
Wendy says she's not coming back. So it's never going to be the Wendy Williams show.
She said that she actually said she's not coming back?
Yeah, they made an announcement. She's not coming back.
Oh.
So the Wendy Williams show is done.
Okay.
Right. So then why are we
Is it still on with like guest hosts?
Yes. So they're saying that Sherry Shepherd is like a front runner.
Right.
So wouldn't it be the Sherry Shepherd show? Because I would not take that job if it was the Wendy Williams show and Giselle's here as a guest host forever. Like, what is that?
Right.
Like, that don't make no sense.
Clearly, they're trying to figure it out. I feel like they don't want to give up that time slot.
Yeah. Okay.
And they're just trying to figure out what to do with it. But honestly, I don't think you can really, like, replace that like that. Like, it just, you know, like, that's not going
to
work. Because honestly,
yeah, they need to cancel it.
I haven't watched, like, since, well, I kind of stopped watching her like a little while ago. But I feel like I definitely won't watch if it's like some other person.
If it's some other person and it's still
the
Wendy Williams
show.
Yes. Okay. But Wendy, whatever it is that you're going through, we wish you the best.
Absolutely. But
yes.
I would watch the Giselle Bryant show.
Oh, yay.
Yay. So maybe you should go try out and then they'll change the name.
Okay.
Giselle Bryant show.
I don't know about that. I think Sherry's got it in the bag. Now,
I don't know about that. I'm not watching that.
Okay. Ooh. Okay. So that's Robin being shady. And speaking of shady, I'm about to be shady. Okay. Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart, sir. So Kevin Hart had a little interview. That's not my boy. That's so not my boy. So
can he be another one we don't ever talk about?
Okay,
again?
This is the last time we're talking about Kevin Hart. But I did see his little Netflix special, True Story.
Okay,
which was very predictable, but good.
Okay.
So he had a little interview with Gayle King, and Gayle said to him, "Oh, at 45, you're 42 now. At 45, you said you wanted to be a billionaire," and he was like, "Yeah, I want to do it to set an example for the kids." Who is side-eyeing? The eyeballs. Kevin, use a lie.
That is all for his ego. It's not about inspiring the kids, because
no,
the kids should already be inspired by what he's accomplished.
Amen. And there's not a price tag attached to that.
No. Like, oh, they're not going to be inspired at 100 million or 200 million, but a billion, that's an inspiration.
This is
about your ego. You want to keep up with the Joneses,
yes,
the Jay-Z's, and the who are the billionaires?
And Dwayne DeRock Johnson.
Yeah.
Like, that I'm trying
whatever,
to find,
dude,
by the way.
And it's so crazy. Oh my God.
I mean, he is cute though. He can put that Hawaiian down on
that,
me.
You want that beefcake on you?
Is he a beefcake?
Yes, he's a beefcake.
What does a beefcake mean?
It's just all just big and muscular, and it's like, he's
do
so,
you think his penis
so
is
muscular.
As muscular?
No,
the penis shrinks up. What happens to the penis?
I think relatively right, because he's on steroids probably. So the steroids have shrunken his penis. So you're gonna get this big old muscle blob on top of you, and you can't even find the penis.
Listen, I want to find out, okay?
Okay.
Dwayne, well, if you're available, come over.
Let me know if you find out. But I believe he's married, maybe?
Oh.
But
they're having
back
problems.
Back to Kevin Hart and his whole trying to inspire the youth.
Yes. I mean,
they're having problems.
Yeah, I just made that up. I'm sorry, Dwayne. Okay, anyway, so I just feel like, look, Kevin, you are an asshole. The end.
Yeah, it's all about his ego.
Yes,
it's all about his ego, and this kind of reminds me of a memory that I have with Juan. So
okay.
Juan and I met in high school. He's from Baltimore. I'm from Baltimore too. So, but he hadn't really ventured outside of Baltimore. You know, like the city, the surrounding areas. And one day, we drove out to Howard County.
Okay.
Went looking at mansions.
Oh, okay. Nice. I like that. I like those drives. Sunday drives.
And there was his inspiration.
For what?
He was so, like, he had never seen in person huge, big houses.
Oh, wow.
And so that was the moment for him that he was inspired.
I love it.
So what I'm saying is, these kids in the inner city or wherever you're from, Kevin, they don't need a billionaire to inspire them. It could just be something just as little as going outside of your neighborhood and seeing something different.
Right.
So cut out the egotistic bullcrap.
Cut it out, Kevin. We're on to you. And guess what? We have put you in the same category as Kanye West. We're no longer talking about you ever again. This is the last time.
Yep.
You're on the list.
Bye-bye.
Kevin and Kanye. There we go. Anyway, moving the freak on. Somebody that we are going to talk about over and over again. And her name is Easy on Me, Baby. Her name's Adele. So guess what, guys? Adele has announced she's going to do a Vegas residency.
Ooh.
Now, I know you don't love Adele like I do.
No, I'm like, okay, if I need to put myself to sleep, I'll take some sleeping pills. Okay, I'm not paying $8,000.
I am paying
to put myself to sleep.
Okay, guess what? But I'm saving my coins.
Okay, how much do we have a guess on how much these tickets are going to be?
Okay, so I've been stalking Ticketmaster, and I don't think that they're available yet because I think that they're saying all sold out. So I don't think that they're available yet.
Okay.
But guess what? I don't care what it is, Adele. I am there.
You're there?
And I'm going to be standing up singing right with you.
Okay.
$10,000.
One ticket. $10,000.
No, Robin. Not
you're
10.
Not there?
No, I'm not there.
Okay. $5,000.
I could spend a good $1,500.
Yes. That's your max?
Because I have to bring somebody with me.
$1,550.
Yeah. So it'll probably be like $3,000. And I got to fly there. I got to stay. I got to shop.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a good $10,000 trip.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
To go to sleep.
Easy on me, baby.
To hear the same song.
Adele, I believe in you.
Different words over and over.
Robin is shady AF. Adele, I believe in you.
All of her songs sound the same.
I will be there. And Robin can go to H. Okay. On this one. I'm fighting her on this one. Moving on.
With no background dancers. Nothing. Like, nope.
She doesn't need a background dancer.
Like,
I can't.
You know, listen, you know not, who not to ask, right?
I'm not bringing Robin nowhere near Adele. And Adele, me and you are on one accord, okay? I love your the sound of your voice.
Yeah.
It is amazing. Mm-hmm. So let me tell you a quick story. So last time Adele came to town, she came to DC to do a performance. And I knew she was coming like months in advance. And I bought a ticket for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Then, like way in advance. So then once the show started, or like, you know, Zoom, I was dating Sherman.
Oh.
And he was like, so I was like, yeah, I'm going to go see Adele tomorrow. He was like, with who? And I was like, myself. And he was like, what you mean? And he was like, so we're not going together? And I was like, dude, this sold out and I don't have a ticket for you. He was so mad at me.
Really?
And like after the show was over, you know how you want to talk to somebody about the show?
Yeah, you could.
I called him. He didn't answer. This is Negroes. And so the next day I was like, dude, you didn't answer your phone. I called you like after the show. He said, I put my phone on the other side of the room. What? Now you sounded like a bitch ass, okay? What are you talking about?
Okay, next, like, why would you buy a ticket just, like, you could have found someone to go with you.
Well, them tickets was very expensive, oh, okay. And I was on a budget. So mine probably cost, like, $800, okay. And I thought that was a lot.
Right, okay, so you weren't like, okay, let me just buy two, and I'll find someone to go with me, and they're going to pay me the $800, because you're like, right. Who's going to pay me $800 for a lullaby?
No one. So I just bought my own one ticket. I was happy.
And it was great? You enjoyed it?
It was amazing.
It was amazing.
You see, I'm flying to Vegas.
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
Okay, we're moving on, because Robin is poo-pooing on my dreams.
I'm sorry. Have fun.
Okay, so you, I know that you want to talk about this coach from Michigan State who signed this deal, right? Yeah, yes. Over 10 years, it's $95 million.
Yes, the largest contract in college sports for a coach.
What's his name?
Brother Man Mel Tucker.
He's black. Oh, he's black?
Yes, that's the amazing. Oh! That's like amazing.
Is he married? I just got to ask for the people. The people want to know. I don't want to know the people.
The people want to know? Okay. All right. We'll find out.
Mel, we'll find out.
Do you like Michigan? Michigan? It's cold.
Yeah, it's cold in Michigan. Yeah. But I look cute in a fur.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Okay. So this is amazing.
Amazing.
So he obviously has been winning several seasons.
He was just named the Big Ten Coach of the Year.
Okay.
So he's had, and you know, football is huge out there.
Yes, it is.
Huge. But it's just like college sports and just being a coach is a very fickle industry.
Yes.
So the fact that he's been able to secure a contract like that, and he's a black man, he's had this success, like that is amazing. And all I can say is go one, go, go one, go, go one, go, go one.
Because one day that's going to be Juan Dixon.
I pray to God. I mean, but like that's his dream is really to be so successful. It's not even about the money.
Uh-huh.
It's more about the fact that you've achieved that type of success.
Right.
That you can be awarded that type of contract.
Wow.
Yeah. So he's got big dreams, y'all. But no, but this is major. It's big. And then, I mean, but then on the flip side, you're like, they're giving out that type of money to coaches and these kids are just, you know,
oh, and there's
running around for their college scholarship.
Right. But there's a movie coming out about it. Or is it like there's something coming out about that. About that whole, the kids like rebelling.
Yeah.
We had to figure out what it's called.
Okay.
Yeah. Something coming out about it. I just saw it.
There's so much money in college sports and it's just.
You got to give the kids something.
It's unfair. Well, you know, now they're able to secure like their own like endorsement deals.
Yes.
This year. So
that's a good thing.
That's major. And that's going to really help the game too.
Because right.
Like before people were trying, like the kids, if they weren't able to make money while they're in college, then they're like, oh, well, I'm going to go pro early. I'm going to go overseas. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. So now hopefully that'll keep more of them in college sports.
Okay. Well, speaking of endorsement deals.
Yeah.
Beyonce and Ivy Park. She got a nice little new video out.
Yeah.
And Beyonce, I was confused, sis. I was confused because, you know, we love Beyonce. But she was holding a daughter that I thought was blue. And I was like, why are you holding blue? Right. She's too big for you
Isn't
to be holding.
Blue like 10, 11, 12?
I looked at the picture like four times.
12?
And not realizing.
Right. That's a whole nother child.
That's a whole nother. And she looks just like Blue.
Just like Blue, who looks just like her Beyonce. Like, it's so like the mix. They're genes. Like, you see Beyonce and you see Jay-Z.
Yes.
And it's like, but then they're all like the same person.
You see a mix.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. But, I was like, wow.
Right. Right. And I loved it, like, because we didn't really see Rumi that much. Like, I think before it would be like her back. So I think it's the first time we're actually seeing her face.
Yeah. Well, she's a cutie.
Right. Yes. She's a cutie. But, you know, you come to the shady part.
What?
That child is a little too big for Beyonce to be holding it.
Beyonce, that was Robin. That Beyonce, that was
like
Robin.
A whole 5-year-old. Like, why is she holding that baby like that?
Because that is her baby now. Doesn't have any others that are younger than her. This is her baby.
Put that baby down. That ain't no baby.
Beyonce, Robin said, put the baby down. But if you want to hold your baby, Beyonce, you can do whatever you want because your name is Beyonce. Okay?
Would it be okay if that was Blue that she was holding?
No.
Okay.
Blue is probably, it's damn near as tall as she is.
Blue got tall and long. And,
yes.
And her face has, like, I think at first she looked more like Jay-Z. And now she's looking, like I see a lot more Beyonce in her. But they're so, I love it.
Yeah, I did love all that. And by the way, Beyonce, feel free to send me and Robin some Ivy Park.
Yeah.
Because we try to get it and it's all sold out.
Yes, and it's really cute.
It's very cute. Yeah, I love like the lime
the
green
patterns and the plaids and the houndstooth.
Mm-hmm. Super cute. Yeah. Would love some. And speaking of babies, is Rihanna pregnant?
See, you one of them.
What's one of
you
them?
You one of them rude ass people.
What?
That go on people's pictures
right.
and say, oh, you pregnant girl.
Because she ate too much spaghetti last night.
Right, because she bloated. Okay. She went on her period. She gained a few pounds. And now everybody went, oh, are you pregnant? Are you pregnant?
Okay, let me say this. It's more than just her stomach. Her boobs look a little big, too. And
she might be on her period.
Okay, true. Okay, I don't care. I'm not judging. I'm not judging. If she just want living her life and she gained a couple pounds, that's cool, too.
Yes, but I think it's so rude. Because it's funny. It was like 2 days in a row. It was like Rihanna, well, the first day it was like Kourtney Kardashian posted a picture in a swimsuit. And then people were like, oh, are you pregnant? And Kourtney actually replied, like, oh, does every picture have to have a reply of like, are you pregnant?
She didn't even look pregnant
in
that picture.
Like, she's in water. Like, you're literally like, it's just, it's just so rude. But then I think about like people, okay. I think people, it just shows you that people really feel like, like you can say whatever to celebrities.
True.
Because I want to believe that most people have some sort of, you know, decorum and tact about them. And they wouldn't just say that on their friend Mary's picture.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're scrolling, you see your college friend Mary, and she looks a little bloated or like she picked up a couple pounds. Are you going to write on her picture, Mary girl, are you pregnant? Who does that?
Like, I don't know. Okay, fine. I was wrong for asking.
Yes, you rude. Because people do that to me. Look, I got a little fupa. I got a little pouch.
Yep.
And it's so crazy now to the point where it's like, if I take a picture and I can see it and I'm like, man, these people going to say I'm pregnant. Like, I'm not pregnant, okay? I'm just bloated. One.
Okay.
Two,
okay.
I got a little pouch because I already have two kids.
Right, right.
And I didn't get it, you know, sucked and tucked and all that. And
okay, Rihanna, I'm sorry if I'm part of the problem. I'm sorry, but I do want to say that if her and ASAP had a baby, it'd be so cute.
You think?
I think so.
He ain't cute.
What? Okay. Okay. So Shady Carly, our DOO, just pulled up a picture of Rihanna, and she's over here like, Riri's pregnant. But we're gonna whatever she is.
Riri is loving life.
Yes.
By the way, have you ever caught one of her Instagram videos where she's putting on makeup?
Yes. Oh, I love it.
I become like mesmerized. I'm like, what the hell?
Let me tell you why I'm mesmerized. Her voice.
Yes. Maybe that's what it is.
Yes. I love the way she talks.
I'm like watching it and I'm like, find myself like staring like as if I don't know how to put on makeup. And I'm like.
But listen, if Riri is pregnant, we're clearly never getting an album out of her.
I think that's been a wrap.
Okay.
That has been a
no new music.
Let me tell you something. She's selling makeup in her sleep.
Yes.
She has to like actually perform on stage to make money in the music industry. She's not going back.
True. Okay.
Unless it's just for fun.
Okay, that's very true. Okay.
Okay.
So I do want to talk about one other thing. So before we get into the real purpose of this entire episode.
What do you mean? We are the purpose.
Okay.
Jeez.
So anyway. You know how you scroll through Instagram and you're like scrolling and then something stops you. Okay. So Viola Davis, who, by the way, I love. I think Viola Davis is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
And she's like the best actress, by the way.
She's amazing.
And I don't think she gets the credit that she deserves or the money, but she's starting to get the money that them white girls are getting. So Viola.
Yeah.
Kudos to you.
Do you think she looked like Michelle Obama?
In the picture, yes. Okay. In real life, does Viola look like Michelle Obama? No. But the way that they made her up, she kind
of
does.
Like one of the pictures, yes. And another one, I was like, okay, so for anyone who doesn't know what we're talking about, she's playing Michelle Obama in...
like a biopic or something.
Yes. 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 And there definitely was one pic where I was like, okay, I get it. And there was another pic I was like, no, you're trying too hard. So...
I'm going to have to watch it.
Okay, we got to see it in action.
We know that Viola can pull it off because she can pull off anything.
I want to see how she sounds. Is she going to sound like Annalise Keating?
Ciao.
I mean.
Robin is shady today. Okay, speaking of biopics, and you know, we've talked about Will and Jada.
Yes.
Will Smith put his foot into King Richard.
Oh, yeah, you went to see it.
I went to go see it. Will Smith was phenomenal.
Oh,
like, and
okay.
I'm not necessarily... I like Will Smith as a person. I don't think he's a great actor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he did a good job with Muhammad or with... He did The Pursuit of Happiness. That was pretty good. But like this, King Richard, he deserves an Oscar for this.
Really?
He was hands down phenomenal. It was an amazing movie.
Oh, good. Okay.
So I'm definitely telling people, go see it.
Okay.
Venus and Serena are... I took my daughters to see it for the sheer fact that, you know, they're such idols and icons. And I don't think that they get the credit that they deserve.
Right. No.
From little Black girls.
Mm-hmm.
My kids learned so much from the movie about
Venus
and Serena.
Oh, yes. Wow. Okay. Right. We want to talk about inspiration. Kevin Hart wanted to inspire people by being a billionaire.
Yeah.
No, I've always believed Venus and Serena were huge inspirations for young Black girls and Black boys
in
the city to say, oh, I can play that sport too.
Right.
Like that's an inspiration.
Okay. Yes. I mean, majorly inspirational. I love the movie. It just made me feel like I want to call Serena and talk to her.
Really?
But we're not friends.
Okay, I gotta see it. Okay.
So I can't call Serena.
Make sure I watch it.
Yes.
And remember, I have an email to read about Will Smith.
Okay, no, go read it now.
Do we want to?
Okay. Yeah, read it now. And then we'll talk about Sandra.
Okay, so I have to maybe apologize because I think a few podcasts ago, I was poo-pooing on Will Smith's book.
No, you shitted on him.
Okay. That's poo-pooing and shitting the same thing.
I just wanted people to be clear.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes. All right, fine. I was poo-pooing on the book because I was like, oh my God, you're telling too much. I practically read the book in the damn, you know, Instagram headlines and all that. Like,
yes.
What I need to read the book for. And why are you sending a book with a, you know, Charlemagne with all that nonsense around it? Whatever. Fine.
He did major marketing for his book and Robin said that it was stupid.
Yeah, it was.
Okay. Moving on.
Anyway, we received an email, and this is why we appreciate our listeners, because you're going to check us when we're wrong.
Okay.
So Crystal Alicia Austin said, hi, my favorite ladies. Love your podcast and love you. I am Baltimore born, boop, boop, what's up, and raised, and feel like we are friends. We are friends, girl.
Yes, we're friends.
Anyway, I'm listening to the November 15th podcast right now, and I'm just writing to tell you that Will Smith's book is a must read.
Must in all capitals.
Must, yes. All capitals, or listen to, or must listen to if you like audiobooks. I've listened to the audiobook twice.
What?
Very inspiring. Take good care and let me know if you want to have lunch. Love, Crystal. So I appreciate that.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's good to know that there's like, because honestly, I guess it's like, I should know better. Like all the headlines we read, it's for the attention, like the wow factor, but to hear that his book is inspiring and it's a must read and she listened to it twice, like, okay. I'm going to give it a chance.
Please, Robin,
I'll
give it a
chance. I'll let you go first, Giselle.
Okay, because, you know, I am a reader.
Yes.
But I did go see the movie again. Will did his thing. So anyway, moving on back to Sandra Bullock, and she was on Viola Davis's page. So the genesis of what Sandra was saying was like, look, I have a Black son that I am raising. I don't know how old he is. Maybe he's 10, maybe. Anyway, so the boy was about to put a hoodie on and was about to leave the house. And Sandra was like, ho, 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 ho. sir, let's talk about this. Mm-hmm. Like, you're a Black boy, you will be viewed differently by the world when you have on this hoodie than white boys. Mm-hmm. And you need to be aware of this. And she's like, you know, I'm all about making sure that my kids have information because information is power. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I was like, wow, that's amazing. Because, you know, Sandra Bullock is a white woman. She's mm-hmm. raising a Black boy. And off the gate, that's got to be extremely difficult.
Right.
And by the way, this is the point of our episode today. We're talking about like raising, the difference between raising boys and girls. Because y'all know I have three girls, and I didn't think twice. My girls wear hoodies all the time, and I would never think twice about them wearing the hoodie outside and thinking that that might put them in danger.
Right, right. Absolutely.
But Robin, you have boys.
Right. Yeah, I have boys. So, well, first of all, back to Sandra Bullock before I talk about my perspective. I could imagine her as a white woman raising a Black child. She probably actually experiences a little more stress and anxiety
yes.
than maybe Black mothers do, because she really doesn't know. You know what I mean? And, her, yeah. and she doesn't, you know, hopefully she has a community of support that she can like get advice from. But I really feel like when you're like, it's almost like she's in a world that's like so new to her.
Right.
So it's like she doesn't really know. She's not familiar. She, you know, but anyway, so I think that's great that she's at least aware and she's communicating with her child. But I'm hoping that she has some Black male figure in her child's life that can actually speak from experience as well.
Yes.
Because it's one thing to like hear someone tell you something, and then it's another when you actually like experience it, or you talk to someone who's experienced it. So,
right.
So I'm hoping that she has him around people that can speak from their personal perspective.
Right.
Because he might be like, what am I? You know what you're talking about. You know, like who knows? I don't know. But yeah, for me, with my boys, you know, I'll be honest, like I've said this before, my boys are kind of sheltered. We don't really let them go out and about uh-huh. many places without us. You know what I mean? So,
right.
But what we express to our kids is, listen, you are Black boys and you have to be very careful with everything that you do.
Yes.
Because you hear stories about, you know, Black athletes who have been accused of rape.
Yep.
And they go to jail, and then you find out, oh, the girl was lying. And
right.
it's like, so my thing is more like, be very careful what you do, who you're around, what yeah. your friends are doing. Like, make sure you separate yourself if you can recognize like that this can go bad. So I make them very aware that as Black boys, the magnifying glass
yeah.
is a lot bigger on them.
100%.
And to be very careful. But also I think part of us just worrying about our kids, like we don't let them just go over anybody's house, and we don't let them hang out at the mall
no.
or hang out, you know, like the stuff that I used to do. They're not doing that yet, but they're also, what, Corey's in eighth grade. And actually I feel like, well, we all know I was doing stuff in seventh grade.
Yes, we do.
So
we do.
So, yeah. So, but I think that's going to be our message. Just always be aware
yeah.
that people are watching and you don't even realize it.
You don't even realize. And there's a difference in how they will be viewed by the world.
Right.
Okay. But let's get into like when you go to the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure like I have girls and they don't really eat that much. But like I was talking to a guy who does have three boys. I might even be dating him. Who knows? But anyway, he has three boys and he's like, he has to buy, like if he buys a rotisserie chicken, he has uh-huh. to buy two because they're going to eat two in one sitting. I'm like, my kids will just eat a little piece of leg.
Right.
Like, what are you talking about? I'll have that rotisserie for a week. What are you saying?
Right, right.
So like, do you find that your kids eat a lot?
Well, they're not quite there yet. Especially okay. Carter. Well, it's weird. It's like they like to snack a lot. They're
okay.
not going to eat like a ton in one sitting. I think they're going to get there. I still think mine are kind of young.
Okay.
I think once they get into high school, that's when it like really, really goes crazy.
Sure.
So.
Okay. Get ready. Get ready.
I know. Right. And I'm just almost like, I can't wait till they actually can start driving and getting. I hate going to the grocery store. Like,
oh, I hate that place.
So like, yeah, when they can go get their own food, that I'll give you the money. Just go do it. But anyway, but yeah, so mine are like a little bit younger.
Okay.
Carter is like, He thinks he's Gordon Ramsay.
He is. That's right. We saw him cooking on your Instagram. Yeah. So he's making his own food.
Well, no, he's just being very critical of food.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay, Gordon Ramsay.
He wants food that tastes good. He says he likes going to his grandmother's house because she cooks soul food. Like, he wants like hearty, real, you know, where I'm trying to cook all hell. Oh, here's your chicken breast and your broccoli and your rice. And he's like, I want some fried chicken
and macaroni and cheese.
And some collards.
Right. I want the collards. Oh my God. Okay, we're gonna pray for Carter.
Yes, yes, okay. Yes. All right. He's gonna have to learn how to make it himself because I'm not frying chicken.
Right. Okay, so this is the last one because Rob and I were actually talking about this on the phone the other day. So the day after Thanksgiving, me and Jamal tell our kids, give us your Christmas list.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not the one to be fooling with them stores late in December. Mm-mm. And I order everything offline. So I need to order it soon, just in case, especially because we're having a supply chain problem.
Yes.
I need to order it now. Okay, so they gave me all their lists, guys. Now, they gave their father some other things, but my list, I ordered everything. Y'all, I spent like $350.
For three girls. Three girls.
Because, now, and I thought, I was like, oh my God, I'm getting over like a fat cat. So they have all of these websites for girls.
Right.
Like little dress, like little Polly Princess and even like Forever 21 and Fashion Nova and all these little stuff that they wear.
Yeah, it costs $2.
And dresses cost $9.99.
Yes.
And I'm down for the $9.99 for them. Right. So, and plus they're going to grow. They're still growing. They're going to grow out of it.
Right.
We ain't really trying to spend a whole lot of money on their little dresses and their shorts and their tops. But guys.
Oh, my gosh. I wish I could do that. I, on the other hand, like guys, it's like nothing for the boys. Nothing.
Right.
You go. And I always hate it. Like, I'll go to Target and I'll be walking through the little girls section, you know, passing the girls section. And I'm looking and I'm like, dang, like I will wear this stuff.
Okay? Yeah, it's cute.
So much cute stuff. And then I go in the boys section and it's like two sizes left of like a brown t-shirt that says like rock on dude or something. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, what?
Robin is on one today.
No. So it's horrible. So right. My kids literally only wear Nike for the most part, like right. Nike or Zara. Zara is good for boys.
Oh, that's true.
But still, it's like, you know, I can't buy a $10, you know, dress or yes. whatever. I got to buy the, you know, a shirt and some jeans and some sweatpants. Then they want the damn Nikes. Corey put, I got my kids on Elfster.
Yes.
Which I told you about.
Yeah.
To create their wish list for Christmas. And I told them, I said, if y'all don't put anything on this wish list, you're not getting anything for Christmas. Like,
listen.
I'm not playing this guessing game.
Right.
I'm not. Okay. So it's up to them to put stuff on their wish list. So I went and I looked at Corey's wish list and he started to put stuff on there and he had a pair of $400 Nike Dunks.
What's a dunk? It's a tennis shoe?
Yeah, it's like a tennis shoe. And what Carly has on? Hers weren't $400.
Okay, I thought those were Air Force Ones. Those are called dunks.
Yeah.
Same thing. Okay.
I don't know why these ones are $400. Maybe it's the supply chain issue and they're in demand or something. But literally, I'm like, what?
That one thing is more than I spent.
Exactly.
On three kids.
Exactly.
Whew. Thank God for the girls.
And then Corey, the other day, I bought him a coat. How much did I spend on that coat? $200. $200 Nike coat for one coat. Where you could go to Target and get your girls a cute little coat and they're going to be happy.
Right. But, you know, they want Zara. They do want Zara, but Zara for girls is cheap.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, it's good prices. Yeah. Yes. But
So this is the difference between parenting girls and boys.
Yeah, boys are expensive.
I feel like I'm getting over right now. They don't eat and all of their clothes are real cheap now. But I know when they get older, they're going to hit me over the head with like a Gucci bag.
Exactly.
And Chanel bag.
Exactly.
And mommy, can I have? And I'm going to be like, no.
No.
Ask your daddy. That's what daddies are for.
Right.
Yes. But they did give their dad all of their shoes. So like all their Nikes and all that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
They gave that to him. I was like, good.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
But it's so funny. Even like jewelry. I saw this... what was it? Chad Ochocinco. He tweeted something. Oh, so there was a rapper that like tweeted a picture of his new diamond studs.
Yeah.
And they cost like $300,000 or something. And Chad was like, dude, I'm about to say once for like $15 at Claire's. Like,
and Chad is not lying. Chad's right. being dead ass.
No, he's not, because then someone like pulled up an old clip from HBO Hard Knocks, and they literally followed him to Claire's, and he was buying $15 diamond studs. So it's like stuff like that, like, okay, girls, boys, whatever, like, y'all can if you want to humble yourselves. Like, my kids, I could buy my kids some Skechers.
Okay. No, they ain't wearing them Skechers.
If that's all they had, that's what they gonna wear.
Okay.
I appreciate Chad, because he's letting the people know. Like,
yes.
First of all, especially rappers, you don't know when your next check is coming,
no.
sir. Like, y'all are here today, gone tomorrow. Do we know what Moneybag Yo raps about? No.
No.
G Herbo? No.
Nothing.
Little Baby, Da Baby? We don't know.
And when they get these stupid necklaces that are, like, it's one thing, okay, you might have some value in a real diamond stud yes. or whatever, but when you get these stupid-ass necklaces with, like, you know...
your big name plate.
Right.
Listen,
nobody
rappers.
Wants that. You can't even sell that.
Save your money. Save your money.
Stupid.
Oh, God.
You gotta live and learn.
Yes.
You gotta live and learn.
Yes. But anyway, that is our show. You guys are so amazing. We thank you so much. Don't ever forget, live your life reasonable or shady.
Or both.
And Robin was shady today.
Mm-hmm. All right, y'all. Love you.
Bye. Reasonably Shady is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
And you can connect with us on social media at Robin Dixon 10, Giselle Bryant, and Reasonably Shady.